Not the Saint Laurent sneakers. Not
Saint Laurent sneakers.
Cute and funny, and I'm not attracted to you.
Joe Jonas spotted with
nameless brunette.
But they now have a limit on the amount of matches that you can have.
Colby, would you say love is blind?
I wasn't gonna give too many details away, but honestly.
And we're live. We're back in the saddle after
Thanksgiving break. Did you guys eat turkey? I didn't.
What did we have?
No, I'm sorry. I just looked at you.
And did I do something funny?
I was brought back to when you stepped in puke.
Stop.
Oh my God. Yeah. I never inquired about that.
No, literally I was out for 5 minutes, maybe. Like, I met Katie and her family.
On Blackout Wednesday. So the night before Thanksgiving, we always go out in our downtown area in our town.
Yes.
Adam met us for drinks.
Yes.
And then tragedy struck.
Tragedy struck. I literally was with your family for maybe 45 minutes before I stepped in a pile of puke. Like, it was not a normal amount of puke that was on my foot. It was to the point where I didn't see it. I start walking and my foot is slipping on the concrete.
Yeah, well, then, so I saw these videos, but then you told me that you went out for like a drink, whatever. And so it wasn't lining up, but then I didn't think to follow up.
No, we were walking to the bar. Like, we left the restaurant, me, Katie, and her family from getting a drink. It was me, Katie, Jack, her parents, Motley Crue, looking for a bar to go to. And I stepped in a literal ocean of throw up.
That's so disgusting.
And started slip and sliding across the sidewalk. And I was like, wait, what? And then I looked back and Katie's family had realized that there was puke all over the ground. And they were like, watch out for the puke. I'm like, bro, I just took a bath in the puke.
Well, you know what? I would not be okay.
This serves you right for walking so fast. You were the first to hit it. You know?
And then you didn't warn anyone.
Because you walk so fast. No, it was obvious. He shrieked. It was very obvious.
I was screaming.
Did you think it was poop at first? Like dog poop?
I didn't know what it was, but then I looked back and there were chunks all over the ground.
Oh my
and it
God.
Was like,
okay.
Ew.
Sorry, guys.
It's like so
I
descriptive.
I had to really paint the picture of what I endured because it was in my Saint Laurent sneakers also.
Not the Saint Laurent sneakers.
Not the Saint Laurent sneakers. So... anyways, then I, you know, caused a scene, started shrieking in the street.
Made for good content. A lot of people DM me. They're like, can't wait for the story on the podcast. I'm like, there isn't really much to say besides that he stepped in puke in his Saint Laurent sneakers.
Guys,
and
now you have it.
And made a scene.
I know. And the worst part of all of it is we didn't even end up going out.
Yeah, we couldn't get into any of the bars because it was insane. There were 16-year-olds getting into these bars. It was ridiculous. Like, ugh. I was seeing these little girls in their teeny tiny little skirts and teeny tiny little shirts. And like, believe me, I've been there. I did that too. You know, and looking back, I was like, I thought I was so genius for not bringing a coat because then I wouldn't have to put it anywhere. But I was seeing these girls in line. I'm like, you are 16. There is no way you're even close to 21.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why we couldn't get into any bars.
Freshman year home from college.
Yeah, which, I mean, I get it. I guess it just isn't my vibe anymore to be waiting in line.
I mean, I was thinking about that. I was like, wow, we really aged out of Blackout Wednesday. I mean, we were with your parents. Like, we just wanted to get kind of like a nightcap after dinner.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We weren't trying to like send it. We were like, we're having a good time. Let's go get a drink. Let's have a little drinky drink at a bar. And then there's girls in two tops walking around. And it's 27 degrees.
Well, I just don't know what they're planning on doing. Like, there's no dancing in downtown Annapolis.
No,
like,
there is. Remember, we used to... No, Katie, we used
to
go crazy.
We went to that one bar that was multiple floors. I think it was called Federals or something.
Fedhouse.
Yeah.
Fedhouse.
That's where we tried to go.
We tried going there. And then they, of course, right when we get into the line, they start charging cover.
Oh.
This was actually the funniest scene.
My mom tried to negotiate with them.
Katie's mom trying to negotiate. Katie's dad literally yelling at the bouncer being like, what? $10 per person for cover? Do you guys even have a live band? It's like a full DJ with like raging EDM lights.
Yeah.
We're in line with literal 16-year-olds and Katie's dad's like, I don't know if we should be here. And Katie and I are like, no, Pat, we need to go in.
Yeah,
we were like,
I was scheming on where I could find an ATM to get some cash because the guy did not take Venmo and he would not... He would not like be budged on that.
Katie's mom was ready.
This man was wearing a muscle tee, 7 sizes too small. It was absurd. But that was the bar where my parents met. So we were trying to go there for like a cute drink. And then, of course, there was like Mr. Muscle Tee yelling at everybody. And he didn't take Venmo. And it was just a whole scene. So then we just went home.
And he didn't have any compassion for your backstory?
Well, we didn't tell them the story. I should have told him the story. But I feel like just judging by this guy's demeanor,
he wouldn't have cared.
He wouldn't have given it. He would have been like, you're lying. Where's the proof?
Right.
And I don't know if we have proof.
So. I mean, also, like, Katie's cute mom was trying to very sweetly negotiate with him, and he was not having it. I was like, if Katie's mom can't win you over, none of us can.
I know.
It's true.
Patty was devastated because she usually always gets her way, I feel like.
Yeah.
Cute mom. Like, when you're a cute mom, or
the
just
world
a mom,
just bends around you.
You know, people have compassion.
I will say, Katie's family left, and then I decided it was demon hour, and I tried to get back in. So I...
By yourself?
Well, I ran into my sister and her boyfriend.
It was actually perfect timing. Like, we were turning to leave to, like, call an Uber, and then Adam's sister just pops out of nowhere.
She appeared.
She appeared out of nowhere, and there's, like, so many...
It seemed like destiny.
It was. And she was, like, in menace mode. She was like, we're going out. I don't care what you do, but, like, we're going to the bars. And I was like, okay, Katie, it's been fun. See you later. I'm going out. Like, I need to make the most of this martini that I just had.
I was like, goodbye. I'm putting my matching Thanksgiving pajamas on and sitting by the fire, which is exactly what I did.
Well, then, you know, reality hit me and I lasted quite literally 2 seconds in line and then ended up leaving.
Yeah, it's always humbling. But we had gone to, so before you met up with us, before dinner, we did go to a bar that my dad used to manage downtown called McGarvey's, if you know, you know. And I ran into two guys from high school, aka, like, they came up to me. And it was two guys that, like, were bullies to me in high school. And it was so amazing to witness them just, like, totally kissing my ass in front of Jack, too.
Well, you said one of them was, like, too drunk to function.
One of them, well, they both were very drunk. So that's probably the reason why they came up to me. But they were, like, when Jack started talking, they're like, oh, my God, you're dating a British guy? Like, oh, my street cred is so in our town.
I mean, so the second you have a British boyfriend, I feel like the second they break out that accent.
Well, in our town, especially, I feel like our town is like no one leaves our town.
They're not a dime a dozen around Annapolis, Maryland.
Definitely not. But I'm just going to say I felt really cool and I looked really good. So I'm really happy that those two guys were there and they talked to me. And I was like, look what you missed out on. You didn't invite me to prom.
There you go.
Look
you,
where
you
I am
won.
Now.
Would have, could have, should have.
Anyway.
Did you guys have a reunion?
We had a 5-year.
We didn't. Yeah. Whoever is in charge of doing the reunions, I feel like it's the vice president, didn't do a 10-year. Because we're at 10-year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My 10-year was on Wednesday.
How was that?
I didn't go.
Oh.
My friends and I, it was a topic of discussion for a while, like, if we were going to go or not, like, if people were going to even go out or not, come home that night or not. And then we all just decided not to go, so I went out with my other friends.
Okay.
But then a lot of people from our reunion ended up coming, and this bar is relatively new, and the capacity, I guess, is not very high. And my friends got there and we were, I think, the last people that were allowed in before they started. Literally, they put numbers on people's hands like they were at the deli counter, but it was like written on you. You weren't given a ticket because they were at capacity. But what they did was put like space heaters in a full service bar outside, which I guess was smart and nice because then there was an outdoor bar as well. But this also is a bar roughly 20 feet away from the ocean, and it was probably 20 degrees outside.
Oh yeah,
in Massachusetts.
Wait, so
in November.
Were the numbers to mark that people had their IDs checked?
So then it was like one in, one out, and then they would call your the number that they were at.
I see. Okay,
so they were keeping track that way.
That's,
I guess, it's kind of smart because otherwise they would just be like, okay, you can come in, and that was a way that people could enjoy themselves. Well, not just like standing in a line, but it was insane how crowded it was and how many people we saw.
Okay, so it seems like a successful night. Did you guys do anything crazy? Like, were there afters? Like, give me something to work with here that like is gonna make the hairs on my neck stand up.
Well, I should have taken the ride that I was offered before midnight.
Okay.
Because I think this bar stays open until 1 o'clock, which is the latest anywhere stays open in my town. I was with my one friend and she was like, come on, just stay. And one of my friends who lives in Williamsburg, that I don't see that often, she came to your birthday.
Yeah.
But she had gotten there late and she had literally just ordered a drink when they were doing last call. And my other friends that were leaving were going. And I was like, whatever, I'll just stay. I'll figure out a way to get home later. And then we went back to somebody's house and it was like weird vibes. So one of my good friend's younger sister was there and we were like, how are you here? How are you here before us? And what are you doing here? And then we ended up having to take her home and we were like trying to get an Uber. It was 12 minutes away or something. So yeah. We decided to make the executive decision to walk. And I think it took us 40 minutes to walk half a mile.
Ugh.
And it was so cold. And then we get to her house and she couldn't remember the code to her house anyway. No. So then we all ended up Ubering to my other friend's house and just having a sleepover there. And ended up going to sleep at like 4 a.m. on Thanksgiving Eve.
The fact that you guys walked 40 minutes to get to the house,
right,
ignoring the Uber, and then couldn't get into the house, and then ended up having to Uber to somebody's house regardless.
Correct. And then such, like, drunk, just having like the most random sleepover ever, like me and my friend and our friend's little sister.
Things that only make sense when you're drunk. Like when you're sober, you would never have done that.
No,
like you would just, oh, let's walk 40 minutes in the freezing cold. Drunk me would be like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we were like, no, we're not waiting 9 minutes. Because we'd already walked outside of the house. We couldn't go back inside.
How embarrassing. You can't go back in.
Hey, guys. We're waiting for the car.
Can't go back in.
And my other friend didn't live that far. So she was walking home anyway. So it just sounded like a good idea at the time. And it was not, let me tell you. A bunch of my friends were throwing up on Thanksgiving morning. I was not. Which
Colby was the survivor.
What is shocking, because I am typically the one that's like hugging the toilet bowl, like unable to leave the bathroom floor. So God was on my side this Thanksgiving.
That kind of reminds me of when we used to have like really fun Blackout Wednesdays. I'm reminiscing on when, like, the can't get into the house story reminded me of when we took you and dropped you off at your house. And remember you fell off the...
I peed outside my front yard because I thought it was the bathroom and I rolled down the hill.
She squatted right over that front porch.
Oh my God. We used to get so fucked up. Like we used to... But I feel like the thing is we used to know more people. Like I feel like we don't know anyone anymore.
I feel like this year, so many more people that I saw on social media didn't come home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, a lot of people are like traveling, like going somewhere tropical that I've seen.
Honestly, a lot of people that I talked to today at work even, I was like, oh, how was Thanksgiving? And they were like, oh, it was cool. Like, I actually just stayed in the city.
Yeah, a lot of people stayed in the city. I saw, I mean, I came back on Friday, which actually was nice. I came back Friday night.
I feel like people didn't do it, or just as we get older, aren't really doing Thanksgiving as much, like at home, because Christmas is so soon. Like, it feels like I'm going to turn right back around and go home. Like, in a matter of days.
Thanksgiving was late this year, allegedly. I think in terms of holiday shopping, too, we lost 5 days that you typically have for shopping.
For like Black Friday? Oh, like shopping before Christmas?
Yeah. But like, so after Black Friday? The days, the way that it fell this year, we lost 5 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas that there typically is. So it's like basically a whole week.
Interesting. Okay. Maybe that's why so many people are having sales. Like aggressive sales and like really pushing.
They never ended. Like I was Black Friday shopping yesterday and it was Tuesday.
No, I feel they always do the surprise one more day.
Yeah, but they do that for like 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, girl, like,
hey, I'm loving it. I am loving it. I think every single gift I've gotten for Christmas, I've gotten some sort of discount on, like for my family and friends.
Yeah, I've done a decent amount of my shopping.
Same.
I'm feeling pretty good about it. My credit card is not, but you know.
Oh, same. My credit card is
a question for another, or an issue for another day.
I feel like the December credit card bill, like the end of December, like I never feel like too much shame about it because I'm like, this is primarily gifts. Like I need to, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
required.
This is like when I'm spending money on presents for other people, it doesn't count.
Correct.
You know?
Well, yeah.
Like it counts, but I don't feel as guilt ridden over it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like in my like summer months, those credit card bills, I'm like, that was all me.
Yeah.
That was all me spending on me. And then I feel regret.
I think we should do the intro and then I want to hear what everybody bought for themselves.
Well, I also want to hear Colby's story.
Oh, true. Well, we need to hear.
I feel like we should do that first.
You're right. But let's do the intro.
Okay.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Colby, would you say love is blind?
No. I wasn't going to give too many details away, but honestly, no. And my sisters literally were like, oh my God, you should have tried to get on Love is Blind Boston. And I was like, absolutely not.
Give us the rundown, Colby. What
tell
happened?
Us what you want to tell us.
I wasn't going to give away the actual show.
Oh, sorry.
But no, it's fine. Honestly, now I'll just divulge. Say who it was. Yeah. So
we're
honestly,
also like many minutes into the podcast by now. Like the real ones are listening to this. The non-real ones aren't. You know,
no, it's fine. So whatever. As a part of my job, obviously, a large part of that is that I have to go with my boss to various appearances. And on Monday night, she was doing a live podcast show for this Page Six podcast. And it was her and two other castmates from her show, and then a couple of other Real Housewives, and then these two guys from Love is Blind. And my friend who works for our PR agency, she's on our account, was there as well. And she was like, oh my God, I love them so much. Like, they're so hot. I'm a super fan. I need to get a photo with them. And I was like, okay, we're going to get you your photo. We're going to figure it out. So whatever. They introduced themselves to us. We're standing around at the bar before the show. And I was just kind of talking to them. And then we get shuffled into the green room. I'm still like talking to one of them, and I was just laughing because it was just funny. And then there was no opportunity to get the photo, so we're still trying to work on that. And honestly, this whole entire time, I was like, why can't I act like this with men I'm actually attracted to? Because I was, the whole time, I was like, okay, this is it. Like, we're going to do it, whatever. Like, I am trailblazing the relationship with these men.
Okay, so you were like being confident to go up to them, yeah, make the first move.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. And I was just like, well, cool as a cucumber.
Because I feel like, especially with like TV people or like celebrity, yeah, type, like they're, I wouldn't call them like celebrities, but you know what I mean? Like TV entertainment people. I feel like for some reason they don't feel real.
Yeah, they,
you know,
seem,
I mean,
fake.
It feels
true,
like a fake person, which I know that sounds really bad, but it just, it doesn't, they feel like characters in like a non-reality show, even though they're full-on reality stars.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I didn't finish the season of Love is Blind, and we'll get into that, but I stopped watching after like the first Mexico episode. So the first episode out of the pods, and now I need to finish the show because they were talking a lot about it. Anyway, they were second on the rotation. They were like paired with the people on their show. So Rebecca and her show closed it out, and they were all sitting together in like this table in the front row while the rest of the people were on stage. Mm-hmm. And me and the other people on my team were sitting at a table behind, and we're just chatting, whatever, enjoying the show. And then as Rebecca and the girls get up to go, the three seats next to them open up, and I was like, all right, it's time to go. And so I grabbed her and we walked up to them, and I was like, okay, we're joining your party. And then just started talking to them the whole entire time that
Colby
their segment
the
was happening. And then after, they were like, okay, should we go get a cocktail somewhere?
They said that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they loved your confidence so much. They were like, and let's keep it going.
Colby, yes, this is crazy.
So then we went to Hotel Chelsea and got a drink in the back. We got the photo once we got there. I was like, you guys have to take a photo with her because her husband is a really big fan of the show. We blamed her husband as a cop-out.
Of course.
But literally, one of these guys, I historically, when I was watching Love is Blind, I despised his shtick. And honestly, I can say he got a terrible edit.
Yeah.
And he said that too, but he said the nicest thing. He was like, I don't hold anything against anybody. Like, it's their job to make entertaining TV. I would do the same thing.
Oh my God.
I know.
Love him.
He was like so sweet, actually.
Wait, aww. So was this the one that you sent us a selfie with?
Yes.
That I thought was cute? And I was like, you need to date him?
Yeah, but he's not my type.
I know, but he could be.
I don't think so. But he's like so sweet and like cute and funny in a I'm not attracted to you way. But I really enjoy
so
his
funny
presence.
Damn it. Damn it.
Colby literally said, spit, like, if he, this guy had a crush on you and you were trying to let him down easy, like, you gave the exact spiel of how girls let guys down easy.
Like, you're such a nice guy, but I
you're
just like, don't.
You're so cute
I
and
just don't
so
feel
sweet
a connection.
But yes, you're just, you know, you're not for me.
It's true.
That's what they say on Love is Blind when they're breaking up with people.
Yeah. You know? And he and the girl that he was with are not together, but they're best friends, he said.
Oh, interesting.
He said that they didn't think that they were each other's type.
Yep. I mean, I don't know him, but that's what I've been seeing on the TikTok.
So it goes. That's what I've been
seeing.
But literally, then he texted me at 7 a.m. the next morning. It was like, it was so great meeting you. We'll hang out when I'm back in town.
Stop. He wants to go on a date with you.
No, like,
let him take you on a date for the plot, please.
I'm begging. We're going to hang out, but I think he means, like, our whole group.
We can go, too.
Oh, yeah. I was like, should I invite him to my Christmas party? I feel like he'd come.
Like, yes. Like, literally, yes.
We're literally best friends now.
No, I know.
He would come. Does he live in D.C. still?
No, he moved to New York.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
How exciting.
He's going to school here or something.
Oh.
Wait, so I was going to ask, like, did these people that you were with, did they feed into the reality thing and quit their full-time jobs and, like, do influencing full-time now? Like, I feel like that happens no. with all the Love is Blind
One
people.
Of them works in real estate. They both still work.
Oh, okay.
Because
it's so crazy. Like, I feel like all of the Love is Blind people, they blow up.
Yeah, 100%. Taylor's my favorite. I think what is her username? It's like, she's the only one of them I follow from the show.
But it's crazy the amount of followers and engagement they get.
Chinese
crazy.
Disco Baby is her username, Taylor Krause. I religiously follow her. She has 427,000 followers on Instagram.
That's crazy.
And her posts get like 40,000 likes.
Yeah, her engagement's like, insane. Minimum.
And brands are working. I think she's like, they're so smart. Brands are so smart to work with her. I mean, I also think she's just an incredible person. She's like very credible. But...
Oh, I liked her.
No, she's like the fan favorite. Her and Garrett, they're the fan favorites.
Wait,
from that
season.
Wait, did
they get married?
Mm-hmm. Spoiler, but I mean, it's been out for a while.
Are they best friends?
What do you mean?
Like,
are they best friends?
That was so vague. Honest, during their...
he's so hot.
During their part of the podcast, when they were talking about Love is Blind, they were saying...
The two guys.
They were talking about... Yeah.
Not
they were talking about one of the couples that... is like embodies finding your best friend.
Probably them.
Oh,
I feel like it'd be them. I think they're the strongest.
I need to finish watching
They're definitely the strongest couple.
And watch the reunion.
I won't spoil anything else for you, but they are definitely like the strongest couple that came out of this season.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tea like coming out about this season now, like after the fact.
Interesting. So, what kind of tea?
Just like tea about like, not so much people in the couple, like the love of the couple, but like past flames, like coming out of the woodworks being like, that was a lie, or like, this is, you know, like,
yeah.
I live for the tea. But yeah. I also am like, you know,
that didn't one of them have a boyfriend or something when she went on the show? That's a rumor that I just heard recently.
Doesn't that always happen?
I need to finish watching the show. That's my homework.
I'm like kind of low key forgetting like who was on the show. So Hannah was like, the villain, quote,
but
unquote.
I got some good intel too, because I was asking how long they're in the pods for and if they're allowed to leave. And we didn't talk about the show like that much, but I had some burning questions that I just needed to know. And I was like, if you're not vibing with somebody, can you just get up and walk out? Like, is that allowed? Because that one guy did it, but then he looked like an asshole. So then in the last season, remember, I forget his name. The last season, he was in the middle. He was tall and had brown hair, I think.
I get so confused.
His name was Trevor.
Trevor. Oh, Trevor. You mean at the reunion?
No, when he was in the pods, he got up and walked out of his conversation with somebody. And that was the only time that I feel like I've ever actually seen somebody do that. And they just made him look like an asshole. But I'm like, are you stuck in this pod that you have to talk to somebody for an hour and a half even if you're not vibing with them, or can you leave? And they said that if you're not into it, you can leave at any time.
Okay.
And also, one of them didn't go to Mexico, and he was like, I didn't think that I was going to be in the show like really at all. Like, I thought they were going to graze over me, so it was really surprising like how much I was featured.
Oh, because they
the
don't
show,
know like how much they're going to be edited
I didn't
on.
Know that you had to get chosen to go.
That's
on the trip. I thought that it was like if you end up together, then you go.
No, they only choose the five strongest couples to go on the trip, and then they follow those couples after the trip. Only five.
What happens to the other people?
They just get sent home.
Well, not even, they'll just, yeah, they go on with their lives. They can still get married and like do the whole thing, obviously. Like yeah. The experiment lives on. There was a guy from our high school that was on it this season that was on DC. I should have had you ask them about him. Don't even ask why I was on Facebook the other day, but I just was. I was looking for old photos and I saw a message. I don't even know why it like popped up, and he had messaged me on Facebook last 2 weeks ago or so, whenever like the season went up.
2 weeks ago?
Like recently. Like I don't know if it was 2 weeks ago or when. And he said that like, he's like, the guys from DC Love is Blind wanna like be on your YouTube or something. Like he literally wrote me a message. I'll have to show you after this, but he like wrote me a message being like, let's collab. The guys from DC Love is Blind. I'm like, honey, stop. You got 1.5 seconds of screen time. Like I'm not even exaggerating. Like he got like one sliver of screen time in the first episode and then you never saw him again.
Oh my God.
Which I will say must be so unfortunate for some.
Yeah, because you give so much of your time.
I mean, I guess also like these people for the most part, hopefully are not going on to the show just to be on the show. Mm-hmm. Like they're going into it because they want to participate in the experience mm-hmm. and everything. But like, I feel like the glam, like all the stuff goes into it that you think like you're going to be on TV and then you're just like not on TV.
And you have to put your life on hold.
That too.
Well, how long are they in the pods for total? Did they tell you that?
I forget. I don't think I asked. Not. That.
I don't think you're.
I don't think it's that long.
I think you're in the pods for like a week.
But I think you also, you can't just tell your job like
no. A lot of them
going
like
on this TV show. I might be gone for a week, or I might not be able to come to work for.
But also,
3 months.
I'm sure a lot of employers are like if I got on a show like that, my employer would for sure be like, I'm sorry, but we love you. That's not going to work
right.
for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Because let's say you want to be aligned with somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you notice like. Based on some people's, like when they talk about their careers, it's either like they're freelance or they literally quit their job.
Yeah.
Or like are in between. Some people will say like, I'm in between roles and this is like the perfect opportunity. I mean, hey, it's like.
Opportunity knocks.
I wonder if they're paid for their show.
I think they must get a stipend per episode.
Like that would be insane if they're not paid.
Yeah, but it's probably nominal. It's like definitely not very much. But the reason that I even took that picture.
$1,000 a week.
Sorry, okay.
That's what Google says.
Which is really like nothing.
No, but the Colby reason got that a picture. I took that selfie was because, oddly enough, one of my best friends from Elon, her sister does PR at Netflix. And so I was like looking at their Instagram and we were seeing who we had mutual in common, honestly, because I said that I had friends who were from Annapolis, Maryland, and they were like, oh my God, we probably have so many mutual friends. And I was like, okay,
wait,
sure.
Do let's you think we have mutuals?
You guys might. I didn't have any, except for this, like one girl and people that watch the show that follow them. But I was like, wait, oh my God, does she do your PR? And so they know each other.
Were they from Annapolis? Like, why would we have mutuals with them?
DC.
Yeah, they're from the DC area.
Which, like,
oh, I see.
Because they were on Love is Blind DC.
DC is not too far from us, but it is far enough from us that we probably wouldn't have mutuals. Like, in terms of our high school, like, we wouldn't have played them in sports or anything.
One of them
like that.
Was very confident that we would have many mutuals.
Really?
Like, okay.
Well,
I know two people.
Wait, so who paid at the end?
Oh, that's a good question.
The girl who works for my PR agency paid. So technically
she paid for that picture.
Yeah
Did the boys offer to pay?
I wasn't even paying attention to who was paying. I actually said that to her today. We had a meeting today and we were talking about it because she was like, that was the most magical night of my life. Literally got married a couple of months ago. And she said her husband was like, you literally are talking about this guy. Like, you went on a date with him and you're trying to like see if he's going to text you or not. And it's so funny.
I wonder if you got spotted. I wonder if anyone saw you guys at Cafe Chelsea.
No, we went to the back bar, which I thought would be like popping. And then I remembered it was Monday night and it was all people who were like definitely staying there and like old people on dates, which was very endearing, honestly.
I was hoping to see on Dumois spotted two guys from Love is Blind on
with
double
mystery
date.
Brunette.
Yeah, with a mystery girl.
Unnamed brunette.
Darn.
I love to
we
see that.
We should have sent a tip.
We should have.
We knew it was happening. We should have sent it. Oh, my God.
I need to start
God.
Thinking about that. The second Colby texts any of us saying, like, oh, guys, guess what? Like, I'm with this person. I'm the first person calling page six. I'm like, spotted mysterious brunette with this
TMZ.
Guy.
TMZ.
Yeah. call them up.
Someone call TMZ.
No, it's going to be
really, you know, my goal is to be a nameless brunette with Joe Jonas.
I think we can make that happen for you.
A nameless brunette.
Yep.
Joe Jonas spotted with.
Nameless brunette. Nameless
brunette. Is he still with the nameless brunette that he is reportedly with?
So. The last one.
The last most recent one?
No, I think they literally were like smoking a cigarette and making out in Paris, which sounds great.
Kobe, I think you should start sliding in these guys' DMs.
Yeah, well, I have slid in Jack Carlo's DMs many times, and Katie told me that he can tell that I've been sending and unsending messages, so I don't look like I'm repeatedly messaging him. But yeah, I think he has a girlfriend.
When someone unsends a message.
I'm dying. The second Jack Carlo opens that Instagram DM, it's like 100 unsent messages.
Do you think Jack Carlo's new girlfriend is an interior designer?
I don't know.
Remember, he was looking for an interior designer.
He wanted to go on a date with an interior designer.
This time last year, he was like looking for an interior designer, and he like put a question box on his Instagram story, and Colby like entered herself in there. And I was like, you have a shot.
Wait, no, this time last year is when Colby saw him at Zurabon.
That was in like March, I think.
Oh, it was earlier this year?
Yeah.
And we talked about it.
Yeah,
we did talk about it.
But you didn't interact with him, right? He was just sitting like...
We were literally rubbing elbows, and I wanted to talk to him so badly, and I wasted my time talking to some freak who I literally never heard from ever again. But I was investing my time in him because he lived here, and I was like, oh, this seems like a more viable option than Jack Harlow. Should have just abandoned ship.
You should have. Missed opportunity.
It's one of my biggest regrets.
You're playing the long game with Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Playing the long game.
I literally am so psychotic. I don't think that... That's far-fetched.
There's some celebrities that I'm very confident, like, we would be friends. Like, I'm just so confident in that fact. Like, certain celebrities, and I don't think I would feel, starstruck around them.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain people that I, like, look at, and I'm like, we'd be friends. I was watching Sex Lives of College Girls. There's a new season out.
There's only two episodes, though. That was such a tease.
They're doing like a one a week thing, which is so annoying. Freaking British Bake Off did the same thing. And I was like on the edge of my seat every week. Like, okay. But I was watching that show and I saw, what is her name? Why am I
Kimberly?
Her name? No. Oh, I love Kimberly. She's my favorite character. Like, she's like crazy, but she's my favorite character. But Leighton, Renee Rapp. Yeah. I don't know why I blanked. When I see her now, I think Leighton because that's her character on the show. But I am like so confident we would be friends. Like, we would like have a good like vibe, banter. I was watching the show and I was like noticing because like she is so famous now.
She's so cool.
So cool, but she is so famous now. And I remember like on season one, she like wasn't that famous. Mm-hmm. And then she like blew up because she's a singer now. She was on Mean Girls, the movie. She was in Mean Girls on Broadway. But this show and like all this stuff like catapulted her into crazy fame.
Oh my God, Average Fashion Blogger was in that episode.
Exactly. No, so this is where my thought process was coming from. Like people like Average Fashion Blogger, who I love. She's a TikToker.
She's so funny.
And she's like a normal girl.
Yeah.
She had many cameos in already the first episode, and I just like was picturing, I'm like, she definitely got to like hang with Renee Rapp, and I was like, I don't feel like that'd be intimidating, like hanging out with her. Like,
yeah,
there's certain people I'm like, I feel like she'd be so chill and normal to hang out with. Like, I think we'd hit it off, you know. We'd be friends.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm confident. Like Blake Lively, like I'd be like, if we were like really hanging out, we would like have a lot to talk about.
My
you know?
Biggest regret is not getting her at our event at Phuket's. Remember, she was there.
Yeah, she was there.
Wait, I was about to say, I'm surprised you haven't run into her. I feel like people see her in Tribeca all the time, like right around where you live.
Yeah, that's true. But she literally was at our event. Ryan Reynolds, I saw him. I did see him poke his head in, and the person working the door talked to them. And then I was like, I'm going to go find them and invite them inside to have a drink. But I couldn't find them.
Well, Blake Lively and Taylor Swift were at the Waverly Inn last night, which means now for the next 6 months, it's going to be impossible to get a reservation.
Oh, you love that place, too.
I love that place. They, like, went in through the kitchen. I'm like, okay, so I'm not a somebody until I can walk through the kitchen of Waverly Inn.
Oh.
But I was asking, or I was talking to Jack about it, and he was asking me, he's like, so are they just sitting there, like, with other people around?
No, they sit in those booths by the bathroom, which is weird because can nobody go to the bathroom then?
No, they have to have figured something out with that. But the bathroom's like so tiny in there. Like you can barely fit like
small.
One person can barely fit. Like
you can literally hardly fit your phone.
They must go
in the bathroom.
Oh, there must be another bathroom that Taylor Swift goes in. Because if Taylor Swift is in that bathroom, like you are rubbing elbows with her while you're peeing, pretty much. Like, or not while you're peeing. There's a stall. But you know what I mean? It's like a tiny little bathroom.
They literally must have like a back of house bathroom though, because they sit in those booths that are off the main dining room as you're walking to the garden.
Yeah. Oh, the garden room is so good. You know, Taylor's like had probably, well, we actually noticed because we were looking, just I was looking at Resi just to see like other Reses that they have. Like, and again, there's nothing because they just skyrocketed the popularity again.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. Anyway, but I was looking and it's like randomly closed for private events like a lot. And I feel like that would be the perfect place for Taylor to like rent it out just like for a party.
For an engagement like, party.
You know, she's
for
like
her wedding.
Uh-huh. You know, she's rented it out for things before that. Yeah. And I always think about that Palma on Cornelia Street is so close to her old apartment.
Yeah.
I'm like, she definitely rented that place.
And it's love
like this,
Palma.
It's this chic, like, floral greenhouse, like, very, like, folklore, Evermore vibes. I'm like, you know Taylor rented that out
didn't
for
people
something.
Also used to say that was her favorite restaurant in that area? Like, I feel like we used to say that. Like,
that was her favorite restaurant?
Yeah. I mean, she was there all the time.
I believe it. It was on her street. And, like, but no one knew she lived on Cornelia Street until she made the song about it. Like, that girl moves in silence, except for we know that she lives in Tribeca.
Yeah.
Near you. But
we're neighbors.
Mm-hmm. What if she secretly moved her apartment and nobody knows?
She didn't.
You know what I was thinking? I know. Because in the song, Cornelia Street, she says, like, I'll never walk Cornelia Street again. Like, if, you know, she and Joe break up, which they did. So I'm like, what if she is going to live on Cornelia Street again, but no one will think she's going to because she said she won't go there again. She said she's not going to live there or go there again. What if she did it just because she, like, people wouldn't believe it. You know, people wouldn't be like, she would go against her word, you know?
There would be signs.
Smoke and mirrors, you know? Smoke and mirrors, Taylor Swift.
Her new spot would be like Sip and Guzzle in that random Asian place I went to that one time.
I love Sip and Guzzle, like the basement.
I haven't been to the basement yet.
I've never gone.
The upstairs is extremely overrated. I like the basement. Except for it's kind of small, but it's chic. It's
like
dark.
A speakeasy vibe.
Dark. And I just love the martini glasses. They're like very short and stubby, like squat, stout.
Oh.
But like in a very chic way.
I'm a little teapot,
short and stout.
Here is my handle. Here is my spout. Finish yourself, Colby.
No.
I actually don't remember that.
When you tip me over, tea comes out.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No, that's literally it.
No. Nope.
Tip well, you me know over a different and pour me version.
Out. There's definitely another
and
way to say
mine is, when I get all steamed up, hear me shout.
Yep. And then tip me over
and pour me out. That sounds so dirty.
Well, I think we had a dirty version of that for our Zeta song. We had a bunch of Zeta songs.
I'm a little Zeta.
Yeah. There's like sexual things that follow that.
Yeah.
That we used to sing. There were a few like sexual Zeta songs that were like not official sorority songs that we like the girls passed down through the years.
Kind of speaking of that, like I know you mentioned the Elon thing about how you and that guy randomly had like the mutual connection, the Desert PR or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Elon is like the smallest school ever, I feel like. Like you guys, it was pretty small, right?
He almost went to Elon.
I was going to say, there's randomly so many connections to Elon through everybody.
Well, because everybody who goes to Elon is from the Northeast.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I feel like everyone knows someone, like in at least in New York City, everyone knows someone that like went to Elon knows someone or married someone that went to Elon. Like it's randomly, I mean, 6,000 kids, but it's like very...
It's crazy because I was thinking about that because I am going to my holiday party after we finish recording today and I was messaging one of my friends who is from where Alex is from in India. And so I'm bringing Alex to my holiday party.
Oh,
and
cute.
I messaged him and I was like, oh, are you going to the holiday party? Like, I'm bringing Alex. You'll finally meet him. And he was like, yeah, I'm bringing my girlfriend who went to Elon and I think knows all of your friends.
Who is it?
And I was like...
Tell us offline.
I was like, wait, show me her Instagram or whatever. And he sends me her Instagram and you guys, like,
we have mutuals.
So many mutuals.
Because
she was in Zeta.
You're kidding. She's a sister?
She's a sister.
She's a sister.
So funny.
A sister. But I think she was a different year than you guys. So I don't think you two are mutuals, but like
we're still sisters. We're still sisters. You should tell her. Tell her Zlam.
Tell her.
He was like, I'll play name game with Alex and you play name game with my girlfriend.
That's fun.
I was like, perfect, since everybody thinks I went to Elon. Yes. I did not go to Elon, for the record.
Yeah, there was an Elon photo taken at Bianca's wedding and Adam was in it.
I was. Yeah. I was in it.
It was an Elon-only photo and Adam is right there.
Nobody questioned it.
No?
No.
Everybody was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, you went to Elon. And then I went to this birthday dinner a couple weekends ago, which was with the guys that you guys were friends with from college. And all the girls were like, oh yeah, what year did you graduate Elon? Like, how do you know all the guys?
There you go.
I was like, I'm just going to start running with it at this point.
I mean, I feel like you went. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, like, I say something about Elon and I, like, catch myself and I'm like, wait, he didn't go there. But you already know the lore. You know all the lore.
I do know the lore. Hmm. 603, the couch.
That was my house.
Guys, I know it all.
I know it.
Colby transferring.
What was your couch's name again?
Precious.
Louise? Oh.
My Precious. We named her that. Yep.
I love that.
Anyway, should we do a question or does anyone else have anything they want to get off their chest? Any dates coming up?
I told you I'm addicted to Hinge now. Like, I'm
Has there been any movement with that?
Well, so here's my issue with it. I'm addicted to Hinge now and I have like a million matches to the point.
Hinge came up with a new feature on that topic.
What is it?
Do you not have that?
Wait, I might need an update. What's the feature?
Well, because after you said that, I had unpaused my Hinge and then I went on a spree and I was like, whatever, I'm just gonna like these people. And now I have matches and it says you're approaching the limit with 8 or more people waiting for a reply or to start a chat.
Yeah, not a good feature. That's what I was gonna bring up too. I'm at the limit.
So you're not the limit in terms of, because I know you can run out of likes.
So basically, you can run out of likes. So Hinge decides to fuck you on every angle of the spam app. Okay, we're not sponsored by them anymore, so I'm going to talk a little shit until they bring us back onto their sponsored list. But they now have a limit on the amount of matches that you can have. So like, if you're not talking to your matches, they're like, you can't like anybody else.
You have to unmatch them.
You have to unmatch them or start responding to people
or start talking to them. Like, me liking you was me starting the chat. It's your turn now.
So if you like 8 people, for example, and none of them say anything to you, you can't like anyone else.
No, they put you like,
that's kind of crazy. It's like their fault.
Yeah,
but I mean I get it, like, from a product perspective, they're trying to force interactions so that you actually meet up with these people in person,
which kind of
instead
nudges,
of like endlessly
or
liking.
Forcing you to pay.
True. Yeah.
No, you know what, I do feel like it's because the feedback is that no one messages.
Like, yeah, or goes on dates. It's like an endless, like, looking for the next best.
I remember that being a problem. Like, I was like, okay, no one, like, there's just nothing's happening.
Also, look who's the first person in my rose jail. Hinge tortures me.
Is that your work crush? I can't see.
He's not my work crush, Colby.
Just kidding. Oh, so I literally can't see.
Yes.
It's a familiar face. Let's just say that. It's a familiar face.
And Hinge literally keeps resurfacing Hillstone nonstop. I decline. I say X. And
can
then
you,
it
like,
brings him back up.
You should
it's
block
so weird.
Him.
Can
there's
you block
no
him?
Way to block him. I'm so serious.
There's
got to
be a
up.
Way. Because what if there's like a really like bad person that you see? Like someone that like...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, did something bad to you, and then they're just like there. Like, that would be so triggering.
Oh, okay. There's a report button, so I can report him.
Oh, but you don't want to report him.
Well, do I? I don't know. I think I do.
I mean, he sucks, but.
Reporting for emotional distress.
Yeah, is that. Wait, click and say, like, what does it say when you say report?
Well, I don't want to report this poor guy.
Don't,
it's not him.
No, don't do it. Oh, it's a different guy.
It's a different guy. I would totally test it out if it was him.
But I just want to see what the options are like when you do that. Like, I'm genuinely very curious.
Report. Oh, okay. So you can, when you report somebody, you can say, I'm not interested. Profile is fake. Inappropriate content. Underage. Off Hinge behavior. Or someone is in danger.
Okay. That's a good feature that you can get rid of people like
that. That's kind of funny that you can report somebody for not being interested in them, though. It sounds so aggressive.
Like I'm reporting you because I'm not interested in you. I don't think you're cute.
Like, they should just make a button that's like, I don't want to see this person again.
Yeah,
because X
like
clearly isn't doing that job
or whatever.
No, it's insane. So anyways, I'm at my limit of people because sometimes, you know, late at night, Adam just decides to match with some people and then they message him and then I go back and I'm like, do I actually think this person is cute?
Yeah, but it's tough because then you have to like make decisions. It's like you have to then unmatch people. I'm like, I'm bad at, you know how I am. Like, I can't get rid of anything in my apartment. So how could I get rid of a match? Like, what if I want that later?
Yeah.
So wait, so if you upgrade, can you then keep them?
I don't know. I haven't looked into that because I'm certainly not.
Yeah, uncertain about that.
I wonder. I'm curious. But no, I didn't know that was a new thing.
It's only if it's your turn to message. So, aka, like, no messages have been sent before or I need to respond to somebody who messaged me. is when it counts towards your people.
Or so you have to start the chat.
So yes. Not with a match. Like, so if, like, well, I said earlier,
it's matches. But like these guys, for example, have messaged me, but I haven't replied because I decided that I don't think they're that cute anymore.
I see.
Yeah. That's what keeps happening to me.
There's been no message.
If there's been no message, then they also exist in the... Oh, actually, maybe not.
You know what I mean? Like if there's no message, but someone just matched with you.
Yeah, then it says start the chat and that counts against you.
Okay. Because I don't have any of those right now.
I see. Okay. That's what I thought.
Who I do have. So I've been talking to this one guy for quite literally 3 weeks at this point. So one of my roommate's coworkers, I like... noticed, well, you know, some of the things that I nitpick for when I'm swiping through Hinge.
Did you talk about this guy last week?
I think
you did. That you went on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
LinkedIn stalked the shit out of him.
You
found out he was my one of my really good friend's coworkers at like an 80-person company, so my friend definitely knew him. So I text my friend and I'm like, hey, do you know this guy? I just matched with him on Hinge. He was like, yeah, that guy is definitely not your type at all, but he's like 6'1", jacked, like maybe it ended up being good. And so he and I have been pen pals for 3 weeks. I'm not even kidding. Like, look at this.
It's so annoying. I hate that.
It's like a straight
story of my literal life.
So what, is he like just not asking you on a date?
Yes.
God damn it.
So literally the story of my life.
I technically could too, I guess. So it's like half my fault, but.
But I'm just annoyed. Well, who started the conversation? Did he start it?
That's actually a really good question,
Katie. If he started the conversation, he should ask you on a date. I just, you know what?
In general, it's just like, what's the point of continuing to give each other emotional support if there's no action?
I started the conversation.
See, that's why Hinge is doing the 8 thing. The 8 thing is probably good.
I think I'm, well, yeah, I was about to say I think I'm tapping out, but I'm actually so not. Like, I'm addicted to Hinge right now.
I mean, I guess then you could theoretically just transition to text.
I matched with this 48-year-old that I'm in love with. I'm like, ever since I've been watching Housewives of Salt Lake City and they're all married to people that are like 30 years their senior, I'm kind of like, you know?
Could you do
it? You're into it?
Could I do it? Well, you know, I tried that. Remember the guys that I used to date were like 42 years old.
Yeah, but like, could you now do that?
I'm unsure because this guy that I'm looking at right now, who's 48.
Like 48 is like, a full 20 years older than you.
I mean, but look at him.
Let me see.
Oh, he looks 38.
Like...
Whoa,
he's taking care of himself, that's for sure.
Like,
that is like so crazy that we're looking at that and we're like, whoa, that's hot. Because if that came up on my Hinge, it would be immediate X.
This is such like a gay thing to do though. It's like the shirtless pic. Like,
you have to have a shirtless photo.
Yeah, you have to.
And like maybe a dick pic.
Not on Hinge, like, right?
Can you on straight Hinge, if you have a shirtless gym selfie in the mirror, I'm not subscribing.
Yeah, I'm grateful that Jack had normal pictures for a boy. Like normal guy pictures.
Honestly, sometimes people have shirtless mirror selfies in the bathroom mirror and I'm like, okay.
And then I noticed that they like clearly haven't washed their bathroom mirror in like years.
The
I'm like
toothpaste spit.
Literally splatter. immediate ick.
I'm also kind of dying at the red flags that are on this profile that I just didn't see through before because I was too busy looking at this man's biceps on his what he's looking for. Non-monogamy, short-term relationship.
Oh my god.
Non-monogamy.
Yeah, that's something that I've been seeing a lot of people also write, like, figuring out my relationship type. I'm like, if you're not sure about that, I don't think you're the person for me.
Yeah. Figuring out, it's like figuring out my relationship goals or whatever.
No, not even the goals. Like,
relationship
the goals
type
like, non-monogamy, whatever. There are a lot of people who are, like, ethically non-monogamous.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, to each their own, but I don't like that.
The people that come up on my Hinge are like quite literally yucky.
Did you see that viral clip
from Brooke and Connor?
Brooke and Connor's podcast.
Yes.
And she just goes, ew.
I literally was going to say we should make that because it's literally me.
I mean,
talking about Hinge.
You know, I do like how she broached the topic because she wasn't like, she's like, I don't want to talk badly about anyone on Hinge, but like, all I have to say is ew.
Literally.
Like she was like, I don't want to like talk badly. Because that's the thing about Hinge. It's like, you know, it's like thrifting. It's like antiquing. Like one man's trash is another man's treasure. So you really like, it is so personal who you find attractive, who you find to be your type, XYZ. But you can't like be too mean because it's like, that's someone else's person, you know?
True.
But it's just not you.
But I like but how quite you, literally like, just got a
how
guy.
How do you talk about it without like feeling like a dick?
I just got a guy rolling down a grass hill.
That was me on Blackout Wednesday like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Literally, that was me.
Stop. No, that was
so
Katie.
So yucky.
Katie tumbled off her balcony and rolled down her grass hill like that. And her mom was like on the edge of the thing being like, Katie, come on out here.
Get your butt inside.
No, literally.
No, literally. No, she said Catherine. That's when I know I'm in trouble. So okay, we have a question that really goes with this conversation.
Oh, I can't wait.
The subject line is, does my boyfriend have a secret Hinge?
T.
So we're on the subject of Hinge. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. First, I just want to say I love your podcast. I've been listening since day one. You've actually already answered one of my questions before, episode called Do I Block Him?, where I talk about my issues with a psycho man. Thankfully, he's long out of the picture. Okay, I'm glad. Anyway, I recently began a relationship with my first ever boyfriend about 2 months ago, and so far it's been amazing. He's so kind and so funny and communicative and just awesome. All my friends and family love him, and I honestly have no complaints. I'm just really in awe of how great he is. However, about a week ago, he was over at my house and sitting on my couch, and I was standing kind of behind him, and he was on his phone, and as he was scrolling through his apps, I'm fairly certain I saw the Hinge app. Which doesn't make any sense because when we became official, I made a point about us deleting our apps in front of each other. Not just the app, like the actual account. So I literally watched him delete his Hinge account 2 months ago. So basically, why would he have Hinge on his phone again? I'm not sure what to do, especially because I'm not 100% certain that I saw it. He's given me absolutely no indication that he'd be cheating. Should I just let it go or have a conversation with him? What's the best way to talk to him about it without being accusatory or, like, crazy? Thanks in advance for the advice.
I don't think I am the right person to ask, but I think you should look in his phone.
I was going to say the same thing. I'd be going in his phone.
I feel like, I will say, and this is me playing devil's advocate, maybe. I don't know, but I feel like there are some other apps that look like Hinge.
I was just going to say.
With the white and black, like the white background with the black font.
Yeah, it's very basic.
Like it is a basic look.
But it's just like the one letter.
Yeah, but like I feel like if you're standing like kind of behind someone and seeing, I don't want to like feed your crazy or like your, like rest your, what's the word? You know what I'm talking about.
Delusions.
Like, they'll be like, okay, you're good. Don't worry about it, girl. Don't worry about it. Like, turn a blind eye, you know? But I feel like there's a way you can casually kind of bring it up without, like, maybe you could say, like, oh, you know, so-and-so, like, my friend so-and-so is, like, you know, in the Hinge trenches. Like, aren't you so glad we don't have to deal with that anymore? Like,
yeah, but that's not going to get to the root of if it's downloaded on his phone.
Fuck.
Well, I know myself, and if I thought that I saw that, like, literally, my obsession with WebMD, like, shows how obsessive I am once I like think about something. But if that's going to be in the back of your mind for so long, there's no way that you just can't or can get a straight up answer from him without literally being like, did I see Hinge on your phone?
Yeah,
or just, looking into his phone. I would go in his phone when he's in the shower.
I would probably,
and don't look at anything else.
Putting myself in the shoes, I mean, granted, 2 months with a guy, like, you're definitely less comfy with them versus, like, when I was with Jack for just 2 months, like, I might have felt kind of awkward about this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, like, I know every single thing this man has on his phone. Like, I, you know, like, I know his password. We're very comfortable with each other's phones. Like, yeah. Taking pictures and whatnot or looking through stuff. That's trust. That's on trust.
And that's on trust.
But I feel like I would go about it like, hey, like, just let me know. I could be crazy. You know how I see things, you know, like, or just make a little joke about yourself. Did I see Hinge on your phone? Like, I know I'm kind of, you know, I invent things or problems where there aren't problems, but like, you kind of have to be a little self-deprecating, I think, so they don't, like, you could say it in a way that doesn't make you sound crazy.
Or like sound like you're accusing him.
Like, you don't have to be accusatory.
I seriously think if he's in the shower, go on his phone.
What if
phone.
She doesn't have his password?
She's got to look over her shoulder
but
at some point.
But she probably doesn't have his password. Like, 2 months in, I don't know if I had Jack's password 2 months into dating.
Like, she can find out.
His password, like, think of, like, the easiest password. Like, 0000, that might be his password. Who knows?
While he's snoring, she could.
But honestly, I don't know. No, my guilt, like, I couldn't do it. I know. Like, I love that idea. That would be the easiest way to figure it out. I cannot, like, I have like such a, I'd be like, he's going to know. He's going to find out. He's bugged the place. He knows I checked his phone. The guilt would eat me alive. Like,
yeah, my issue more so would then be once I was in there, not looking any further. But I think, like, literally just go in, search HI and see if it comes up.
No. Here's what you do.
And then put it back.
No. Here's what you do. You're like out. You turn your phone off. Okay. You're like out somewhere scenic. You're like on like a little walk. Turn your phone off. Be like, oh, my phone died. I really want to get a picture of that. Can I see your phone? Can I take a picture with your phone? My phone died.
Yeah, but then what's she going to do? Like, scroll through and try to find Hinge, like, while she's taking a picture?
Yes.
Or say that you have to call your mom.
No. Oh, my God. I have an even better idea.
Yeah.
I need to take a picture of you. Like, have your boyfriend stand in front of something. Take a picture. Like, pretend like you're taking pictures, but, like, scroll and be like, oh, I'm adjusting the brightness.
Yeah.
No, that's the way to do it without creeping in his phone when he's in the shower, because then he'll think like, oh, like, she just doesn't know how to take a picture, like, oh, she's so cute.
She would have such a short time span to like
or find like Ninja. Literally be like, hold on, I need to call my mom and my phone's dead, can I have your phone, and then walk over to like a place away from him and look, call her and hang up and say she didn't answer.
I mean, sure, but like, how long does it really take to just scroll to the last page? Because you know, if he has Hinge, it's on his last page for sure.
No, he might have it hidden in a folder.
Yeah, that's what
you
I was thinking.
You have to search.
But she said, what did she say in her email? She said that she saw him. Oh, yeah,
searching would actually be easy.
Yeah.
She was standing kind of behind him, and he was on his phone, and he was scrolling through his apps, and I'm fairly certain I saw Hinge.
Like, maybe he was closing out of things, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
And then, if you do discover that it's on there, you can be like, this has been bothering me a couple of weeks ago. I saw over your shoulder that you had Hinge on your phone.
I don't know, like, what possible reason he could have for having Hinge.
No good one.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, he can't, if worst case scenario, this is true and he does have it on his phone, there's no, like, non-sleazy way of, like, having it. Like, there's no reason for him to have it.
Right.
Especially if you guys discuss deleting it. That's crazy. Anyway, best of luck, too. Let us know what happens.
Godspeed, girl.
Oh, please. This was recent.
Yeah,
so
please keep us posted and let us know which tactic you choose.
This was last week. Oh, my God.
Just to say, my vote is for Colby's initial vote, which is to use Face ID in the middle of the night. And
but don't drop his phone on his face while he's sleeping.
And with that, it's...
Oh, we're done.
Oh, we're
no,
done.
Katie has an update.
Oh, you have an update. Oh, sorry.
We oh, my God. We have to read the update.
Adam's just ready to be rid of us.
Well, I know he has to go to his party.
I know, but we're going to be really quick. Okay.
We have time.
Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. This is an update.
Okay.
A really important update, like follow-up to the broccoli question from last week. This is a follow-up about my boyfriend with strong opinions in the house about broccoli stems and cats. We broke up 3 days ago.
Stop.
Yeah. So remember we were like...
Yeah.
They were going to move in together.
We were like, that's a problem.
Yeah. And we were like, okay. Anyway, so I'm really sorry. I'm sorry because I was like, I haven't read this, so I wasn't expecting her to be like, we broke up. And she says she's utterly heartbroken. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I know it's right, but it's just so hard. He was actually my best friend, and I envisioned our life together. So now my question turns to, how do I move on? But what ended up happening was there was also an issue that came up with him wanting to join a pickleball league with his friends and his most recent ex, who still has
always
feelings.
Always a recreational sports league involved.
Who still has feelings for him and blocked me on Instagram and Facebook, even though we don't know each other. So this is like another reason why they broke up.
Okay.
She's also best friends with his core group of three friends. This has been a slight problem before because we've had to attend small gatherings of like 8 people together, and it makes me super uncomfortable. But I told him since my schedule doesn't allow for me to join the pickleball team, it made me feel a bit weird that he'd be hanging out 2 to 3 times a week with his ex and I won't be there. He didn't like this, even though he understood. It was more of an issue of not being able to see his friends and out about the ex. I was willing to compromise, but I think these discussions wore on him. And I guess he ultimately didn't feel strongly enough about me to compromise in any sense. But he still said he didn't want to break up with me, but he just wasn't feeling excited about the relationship. And I didn't think we would work together long term. I told him I think he's just looking for someone who's not me at this point, and we broke up. I'd done a lot of work to show him support, compromise, apologizing when I reacted about his ex, and trying to make it work. I was even taking 30-minute German class every day because he's from Germany. I'm proud of myself for not allowing myself to be undervalued, but damn, this is just so hard for my little brain to handle right now.
Aww.
Thanks for your support.
Oh.
That's tough.
I mean, the pickleball thing would be Are you kidding me? 2 to 3 times a week with my with his ex.
Who without blocked her?
Who blocked her? No, that's the big part.
Weird. Yeah, it's very strange.
You are so valid in that being a problem.
100%.
And I think you did everything right. Like, trying to compromise, trying to hear him out. But at the end of the day, like, it just wasn't, I don't know.
He doesn't seem like he likes compromise very much.
Well, it just didn't seem like the puzzle pieces were fitting together.
No.
With
no.
you. And the cat.
The damn broccoli stems.
The broccoli stems was like the beginning of the end. I'm sorry. Not to like joke, but that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I think also this is probably a really hard time to break up, but it also might be a good time for moving on because there's so many distractions and like built-in family time already set up with the holidays and everything. And just take the time to like focus on being with your family and friends and people that you actually care about,
and you get
don't
a fresh
dive into dating right away. Take time
and you get a fresh start.
Yeah,
on New Year's Day.
Yeah. 100%.
How exciting is that? Fresh start, 2025.
Here we come.
No, but
time will heal all wounds.
This does sound like, I feel like it's the best thing is what you did.
Yeah.
It's like you did the best thing you could have done in the situation.
For yourself, which ending is it, what matters.
Best thing for both of you. Like, this guy's, you know, he clearly, you guys just aren't right for each other. And you can't beat yourself up about it. You did everything you possibly could. And you will one day find someone who you don't have to make all of these compromises and sacrifices for. And it'll just work, and you'll be like, gosh, remember that guy that I, you know, like, felt like I had to change for? Thank God he's, like, way in the rear view.
Yeah, and it's one last present that you have to buy.
Amen.
Snaps.
Snaps for that.
Cool. So you made money by breaking up with him, so.
Girl math, buy yourself a treat.
Girl math, no, literally, buy yourself something nice.
Go on a vacation.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
I love that for you. Well, best of luck.
Anyway.
With that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Okay.
I need to drink a little drink.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.